Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Anyway. Hi, Niall. My daughter did her leaving cert in June, and like everyone else, got her results, and then the CA offers, or should I say the lack thereof. My daughter is intelligent, but she's not necessarily book smart, as in she's not the best at rope learning content. Art, in other words, she's not the memory, because the, people talk about the leaving cert as being a memory test, I suppose, is what she's essentially saying. Art and music would have been stronger, her stronger points for her than English and other language subjects. She thought the exams had gone well, but then her results came, and it was obvious that that wasn't necessarily true. She didn't do too badly, but not as well as she needed for her course of choices. I managed to convince her not to be too disappointed until the CAO offers arrived, as there was a chance that the course she wanted to do would have gone down in points. However, when the offers came out last week, it was clear that she had hadn't gotten the points. She was absolutely devastated and refused to go out with her friends that night, as they had all celebrated, understandably. My issue now is that I cannot get her to leave her room since the offers arrived. She seems to think that her life is over and she'll never be able to get the job that she really loves. I've tried to tell her that there's always alternative routes in other ways, but she doesn't seem to be able to see or understand that right now. Now, could you please ask your listeners how they ended up in their careers, especially if they didn't go down the conventional route on how to get there? Is the Leaving Cert the be-all and end-all? Well, I can tell you from my personal experience, the Leaving Cert is not the be-all and the end-all. And tell your daughter, say for example, and I'll take media for example, the people that I've seen, generally speaking, not all, because there is exceptions, obviously Aisling and Ruth both went to media college, but many people that I've seen in media who were geniuses and brilliant at the job never went to college because they were plucked straight before they even got to college because they had a passion for the job. So it's not the be-all, end-all. I didn't go to any media college when I was at that age because that wasn't something I was going into straight from school. I went into electronics and something different. So it's not the be-all and the end-all. But I've got to take a few callers. Maybe you've been in that situation. Is the Leaving Cert the be-all and the end-all? Is it really? It's an interesting Irish cliche, isn't it? What advice would you give this mother and this young girl, of course, who didn't get the points she needed, you know, to get into a career? Now, it doesn't mention there's such the career she wants to go into, but I suppose there is another route, isn't there? There's always another route. Let me know what advice you would give. And maybe you're in a position now where you're in a job that you never actually qualified for, that you never went to college for, but you're doing really well because you've got the experience. The number is 087-188-0008. Debbie, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Debbie?
Hi, Niall. How's it going?
It is tough, as it, you know, because you kind of think that's the end of the world, really, when you're that age, don't you?
You know what? I just feel heart is broken. The young girl didn't get to go out, and it's, disappointment at that age is a horrible thing.
Yeah.
But look, I've always encouraged. My kids done the Leaving Cert last year, and I encouraged them to go on and do a PLC, regardless of points.
Yeah.
Because you can, and by the way, there's lots of PLCs in media.
Yeah.
There's so many kids that I know, my boys' friends, who they worked so hard to get their points and et cetera, and as soon as they got into the course, they hated it. So they dropped out. So a PLC, I would never put a pressure on any young person to get points in a Leaving Cert exam. I think you should always, I think all kids should do a PLC first. It's only 1 year. You do it in the area that you want to do it in. And you'll even know by doing that PLC whether that, a lot of people will do a PLC in a couple of different subjects and will decide to do something completely different.
Do you know what I find from working in media, and I can only talk about media,
yeah,
right? That the people that have, I've seen interns come in and out and come and go here, yeah, in the radio station on a regular basis, right? And the ones with the more academic education that do the college courses and everything else, they're gobshites, a lot of them, right? But yet the ones that haven't done that kind of education, and maybe they...
Well, that's because they had the passion to go forward and do it.
Who just maybe send us in an email and said, I'd love to come in and do,
yeah,
you know...
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I find their passion is amazing and I find them really good at the work, and so much so that one or two of them have ended up with full-time jobs here.
Yeah, but there you go. But somebody could be doing like a proper course in media, a college course, if they didn't get the points, they could go and do it in a PLC. And they might say, do you know what, I thought I wanted to do this, but now I prefer this. So I done the arts myself, so where you may want to be an actor, you could end up a director.
Yeah.
You know, so I just think a PLC, and that poor girl, my heart bleeds for. But for any listeners that are out there, for their children are doing, they're leaving next year, don't put that pressure on them. Look, unless you're going to do medicine or something like that.
But there's other routes into careers, isn't there?
Of course there is. You know what I mean? And a PLC is a great way to do it. Like, don't have her doing nothing because she needs something to look forward to. Get her onto a PLC in anything she's interested in. Get her to look. There's a million post-leaving cert course she can do for this year.
Yeah.
And a lot of them will lead straight into that course that she wanted. Don't forget, even if she had got all the points, she mightn't have got a place either.
And it can also lead into her getting an internship
in whatever she wants to do. Yeah.
And she'll get noticed.
It depends, of course, on what she's looking for. We don't know. Look, it's obviously not doctors because they have to do the HIPAA tests before you even go that far.
But, yeah, there was a, because I remember they were going back about 4 years ago. There was a chap come in here, and I don't mind mentioning his name. His name is Alex, and he came in here. He was 16 years of age, and I knew from the moment he was in his, you know, his work experience or whatever it was.
Yeah,
what's it called? What's the call that year? Transition year? Was it? Yeah.
Actually, my own son done on the local radio station done his transition year. He done it in radio as well.
But he came in here. Yeah. And I knew he had a passion for the job, so much so that I actually put him on the air that week discussing a topic about students.
Well, and, fair play to you for doing that.
And he came in once or twice more after that. Then he had great passion for the job. He is now finished his leaving cert last year.
Yeah.
He's now working in a couple of radio. He's done a bit of work for Bauer, who own News Talk and everything. East Coast Radio, I see his name popping up all the time. He is going to be the future of radio. He is a wonderful young man with a great passion for radio.
I'll keep an eye
and he hasn't even got as far as college yet.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you don't have to go to college to do certain jobs. In some jobs, you do.
Yeah.
In other jobs, I could walk into a lot of jobs tomorrow and I know I could run them. But I wouldn't even get the foot in the door without... the letters after her name. Do you know what I mean?
But so I think employers spot girl, somebody.
I just want to say,
you know
if
I mean?
That girl is listening, the young girl, and her mum, do you know what? This is a year she's young. Have a look and tell her to sit down. Now, she must be devastated. My heart actually breaks for her. But tell her to have a look down. And a lot of the reasons is where she's going, her whole friends might be going to that college or something. I'm sure she has other pals that are doing PLC courses. Have a look around and she'll find something. And it's not a waste of a year. It'll probably be one of the best years she ever had in her life.
Stay there a second, Debbie. Let me go to Jean. Jean, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Jean?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Jean. I mean, look, it's really tough for a student. You know, you're 18 years of age or 19. Maybe I don't know what age she happens to be. But you're 18 or 19 and you feel the world has fallen down around your feet because you didn't get the points you want. It's like currency nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't wish to leave and start on my worst enemy. It was, I'm in my 40s now, and it was one of the most stressful times of my life, and genuinely cannot look back and do my leaving cert with any sort of happiness or, you know, anything like that. It was horrendous. Absolutely awful. The pressure's awful.
It's a memory test.
It is. It's a real learning.
It is a memory test. Yeah. And some people don't perform in exam situations.
No, you're right, they don't. Some people are really good at what they do, but just when it comes to the sitting down for 2 hours and remembering the answers to questions, it just doesn't work for them. Yeah.
No.
So you and your husband, you both do the same job. What line of work, you don't have to tell me where you work, but what line of work are you both in?
It's all right. We're both in the construction industry. I did a degree in construction management in Tralee. He's English, so we actually live in the UK, but he did a day release with a construction company that we were both working for over here and did an apprenticeship in civil engineering. So when I finished my degree, I ended up working out on site as a site engineer for probably about 15 years. I'm now in estimating and he's gone into management. But essentially, the two of us did two different routes, ended up doing exactly the same job on site for the guts of 15 years. We both branched out now and stuff. But there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Okay, so you went to college and did the degree. He did the apprenticeship. And you both ended up in the same job, same career.
Yeah. Working in exactly the same. That's how I met him, actually. Pulled on a building site.
That sounds so romantic.
so romantic. Pulled in a high-vis vest. But we ended up working on exactly the same site, doing exactly the same roles. So the leaving cert is not the only way into your chosen one.
And Debbie mentioned earlier on there, you know, the PLCs are very important, post-leaving cert courses, they're very, very important. They work well for students who don't get those points. It's just not the end of the world. But so many students think it is the end of the world, and this poor girl hasn't left her room, she's not going out with her friends.
No, you know. It's not. I can absolutely say it is not. If it's something she has her heart absolutely set on, then the next thing I'd say to her is, unless obviously it's something sort of very, very niche you have to go to university for, start looking at the different routes, because a lot of the time they'll take into account PLC courses, apprenticeship, internships, even voluntary work, if it's in the area that you are specifically looking into. So just start looking into different routes to get into it, because there's more than one way. There always is.
Yeah, because most companies or most CEOs or, you know, employers that have a brain will look for experience more than anything else.
But this is the other thing. Like, I have a degree now since ages ago, but nobody bothers looking at that now. I haven't had to produce my degree since about the second job I went to about 5 years out of college, because nobody cares. Now they look at what your experience is. So fair enough, you might have the letters after your name, which I have and my husband doesn't. Nobody cares how qualified.
Yeah. So, by the way, are you working in the same place, in the same job now, yes?
No, he's at a different company to me now. I work at a different construction. We're both still in construction, yes, but he's at a different company.
I was going to say, what's it like working with your husband every day if you had to be working at the same job? Would that have worked out, do you think?
We did that for a little while, a few years ago. We were on a site together and I didn't like looking at him all day. I had nothing to tell him at the end of the day. I come home and I'm like, oh, how was your day? Oh, I was there. All right, okay.
Yeah. I was standing beside you. Oh, yeah, okay, I remember now.
Yeah. No.
All right, well, thank you very much for that bit of advice, Debbie and Jean. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Some of your WhatsApp messages, by the way, coming in, and some advice.
Niall, tell that girl it's not the end of the world. I didn't get the points either. I went on, did a PLC, still did my 4 years of college, and I'm not even working in the area that I studied for now, and I'm happy. It's good to try a few different options. The Leaving Cert isn't the be-all and end-all. You can volunteer to get experience on your CV. You can get part-time jobs. It's not all about education nowadays. Employers want to know that you have experience and passion. If you show passion in a job, then you're going to do well. And at that age, when you're going out of school at 17, 18, it's good to try different jobs and different areas and see what you like. It's just made out to be the end of the world, but it really, really isn't. There's so much more to life.
Okay, yeah, I can absolutely see where that's going with that one. And I just played it.
Hi, Niall. Sorry, I can't come on. It's Mandy here. Please, please tell that girl not to be too disappointed. There is other ways to do it, as that lady that you have on there. I totally agree with her. A PLC course is the only way to go. My son, he's done his PhD. He's just finished it there on Latin philosophy and history. And he didn't get the points that he wanted in his Leaving Cert. So he went and done a PLC course in Dunboyne College. And he's on top of his game now. He's got exactly where he wants to go in life. So please, please tell her not to be too disappointed. There is many, many doors and avenues to where she wants to go, bless her. Thanks, Niall. Love your show.
Ah, God bless her. I'm looking at some of the texts coming in. Somebody says, I'm a CEO of a company. I got no formal education. I left school when I was 14 years of age. Although I know times were different, there are ways that you can reach the career and the job you want without actually getting the education required. There is. It's a tougher route sometimes. There's no doubt about it. But if you're passionate about what you want, you will get it. And I've said that to so many people throughout the years. If you want to be something or you want to do something, if you try hard enough, I don't care what you have to do to get it, you will get it. Let me go to Joshua. Joshua, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Joshua?
Hi, Niall. How's it going? Pleasure to talk to you.
You too. Joshua, this poor girl, she's in not locked herself in her room, but she's in a room, doesn't even want to go out with her mates, and her mum is devastated for her. She didn't get the points she wanted for the career she wanted. So what's the alternate routes?
Well, look, you know, a lot of people don't know what they want to do after school, and everyone's getting this idea pushed that, you know, you need to do this, you need to get that done because it's the only path in life and you're going to be a sit-around fella if you do nothing. Or, you know, you'll be wasting your time or you'll end up on the dole, God forbid. Now, there's a lot of people on the dole, that's a different story for other reasons. Mm-hmm. But simple fact of the matter is, you know, I myself, I wasn't very academically inclined, we'll say. And I didn't do very well in school, didn't like to pay attention, and just, it just, you know, didn't suit
school just
my
wasn't age. For you, it doesn't suit you, yeah.
Exactly. So, like, I finished school then, didn't get the points I wanted, and I ended up going to an institute, Limerick Senior, which was after the fact to get the points, and that didn't suit me either. So I ended up then just working in coffee shops and restaurants and stuff like that, and then got a job in a call centre working for Vodafone,
okay.
Which was a grand. I always saw it as a stepping point, just to move
experience.
Forward.
Experience, it's for the CV, isn't it? Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And then I was lucky enough then to get a position for a tech company, Uber, which was fantastic. It was a big office down in Limerick. And I worked there for 3 years, and it was a fantastic experience, you know, and it was great people to be met there, and I gained loads of experience there. And then with COVID coming along, there was redundancies. So unfortunately, I had to go, and that was it. But I'm working now for a software as a service company online, remotely from my home. I'm able to look after my son on a daily basis while the missus is out working, doing her own thing as well. And, you know, it's
I'm and what's your position now? What are you? What is your position?
Yeah. So my position now is I'm a customer executive.
Okay.
So managing accounts and managing high profile dealings of accounts over 150 grand worth of company, and you know, making sure that they stay happy and they renew again next year.
You know, making sure they keep doing business with the company. Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So it's a good job, and I'm assuming you're on a decent enough salary.
I am, yeah. You know, I've no problem in saying that. You know, I'm well kept.
You're a happy man.
Yeah. It won't be a cold winter.
Okay. So the point is that, although you weren't an academic, although you weren't really interested in the school system and you didn't really, the Leaving Cert wasn't for you and that type of, the Leaving Cert basically wasn't the be all and end all, you went through another route and you got, I don't know whether it was what you wanted or not, but certainly it's a good job and one that you're happy in.
Well, see, I was in one of these positions, in other words, I didn't know what I wanted. You know, it was
did
just
you have
like
any aspirations when you were in fifth year or sixth year in school? Did you want to be a pilot or a fireman or something?
Well,
I mean, was there any aspirations?
Yeah, nothing along those lines. I wanted to follow the money, and you know, I know that sounds a bit arbitrary, but it is what it is. You know,
it's not really.
And
I can understand
that. I suppose the role of an accountant or going something for that was a high paying job. You know, they're all kind of pushed towards you while you're in secondary school. Now that was only 6 years ago for me, so it's still fresh.
But you are right, there is this thing, particularly at the moment, where everybody must go to college. Because when I was in school, only one guy, now, that mind you, when I was leaving school, it was 1979, it's 40 whatever years, 42 years ago now. But there was this kind of idea that, you know, everybody has to go to college now. When I was in school, one person in the class went to college because nobody could afford to go to college. In those days, you had to pay for college. But it's,
well, look, that being
now.
Said, my parents really did push me to go to college, and you know, it's not something that even though I didn't essentially get what I wanted from it, it's something that I'd still push for my own child. And you know,
yeah, but that's why there's so many dropouts. But that's why there's so many dropouts, because parents expect their children to go to college. So kids are there in sixth year doing their Leaving Cert, and they're going, Mom and Dad want me to go to college. What am I going to do? I just pick something that I kind of like. And a lot of kids go into arts. The biggest dropouts, by the way, are in the arts, because that's a course that people pick that covers all. It's like a catch-all course, isn't it? Engineering has a huge dropout rate as well. That's something lads tend to do because their parents want them to go to college. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll just do engineering. Yeah. So they're the big dropout ones. And a lot of kids drop out of college because they never wanted to go in the first place. That maybe there's something else they wanted to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's a lot of people out there who simply don't know what they want to do, you know?
No.
And it's unfortunate. And look, I'm one of the lucky ones now. Because of my position in Uber, I ended up actually working in England for a couple of weeks. I met my fiance there. We have a kid together now. It's all because...
But you weren't lucky. I don't call that luck.
I don't know. I'd say it was. You know, it's landed on your feet and knowing what to do next.
But you worked hard to do it. You know, and you made the right choices along the way.
That's debatable now, yeah.
Okay. But speaking of making the right choices, Peter, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Peter? Now, yours is a very different route, Peter. But, Peter, you went to England to play professional football.
That's right, yeah. I got selected when I was 15 there. I was just coming into third year and got selected then to go over to England to play football. For
every little boy's dream, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So then education then went out the window, and I thought, you know what, I don't need education, I'm flying.
Yeah,
so,
I'm going to be earning 120 grand a week before you know it.
Exactly, yeah. By next week. So I went over anyway and didn't have any clue of what I was doing or what the idea was, but all I needed was my football boots and I was happy enough. But got over there anyway, and we were made put through the education scheme over in England, which is the PDHC, I think it is called, and the So basically, the education over there is actually less recognised. It's like a lesser score than what you have over here in the classification of the Leaving Cert. Went over, played football, did whatever I was doing, and then got badly injured, had to come home when I was 19.
Was that the end of your football career?
That was the end of my football career, yeah. I spent like a year and a half trying to learn to walk all over again.
Oh, no.
I had a double break in my shin bone. So,
stop.
That wasn't, yeah, it was a great crack.
You must have been devastated, Peter.
It was horrific, yeah.
Because, I mean, for a footballer, I mean, to have an injury, there's actually a storyline in Coronation Street at the moment, if people are watching Coronation Street. There's a storyline of a footballer, similar situation. He's just had a heart problem and he's only starting out and he's doing really well and that's the end of his career now, right? But it must be a devastating, because one little thing, one ankle being broken, or as they call it, a glass ankle or whatever it is, that's your career's over.
That was it, exactly, you know. And the way it is, like, I was at the point where I was just getting into the first team.
Yeah.
So I was competing.
What team? What team were you going into?
Into Everton.
All right. Okay.
So I had.
We all have our crosses to bear, I suppose. Yeah. Go on. Sorry.
Yeah. I would have preferred Liverpool to be there. But,
would you?
Jürgen wasn't around then to pick me, so I wasn't available. But I was with them for the year, and then I came home. Then I spent a year to learn to walk all over again, to get my legs straight and get it righting. I had a lot of operations and things through that, but I was 19, 20 going, kind of getting started. And I remember like sitting down with my mum going, what am I going to do here? Like, what? Like, I've absolutely zero education.
I've missed out on 5 years, yeah.
5 years, like. And all my friends who were in Ireland, they all stayed home. One in particular, I remember, he stayed home and like didn't go out for like 2 years leading up to his Leaving Cert. Went and done his Leaving Cert, got the points he wanted, went and done engineering in college.
Yeah.
Then did a I think it was like he did a master's afterwards in a specific engineering in like air duct and airflow.
Yeah.
And specifically did that. So he was 24, going on 25, coming out of college. And I was only starting off at 19 with zero education, basically.
So what did you do?
So I went back and done a year as Leaving Cert. I went back to Kilbarrack in Greendale, done a year in Greendale.
I know it well, Greendale Community College, you know it well.
That's the one, yeah. So they crammed 2 years into 1 year.
Yeah.
As if it wasn't bad enough that I missed my junior cert, I didn't have to do my Leaving Cert in 2 years then.
Right, okay.
So went in, didn't get the points I wanted, but got pretty low points at the end of my Leaving Cert. And decided then I was going to go and do an apprenticeship in carpentry. So I was start off doing carpentry at 20, going on 21. And 3 years into it, one of the lads offered me a full-time job then. Obviously, I was working all the way through, but he gave me a full-time job working on a site. Done that for 2-3 years, finished off my course. And now I'm 38 and I have my own construction company. I have 12 lads working for me, including my friend who done the 5 years in college.
Oh, so the guy that did the 5 years of college is working for you now.
He's working for me now, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm going to give you a round of applause, Peter, because you came through it the very hard way. Well done.
Yeah, I done it the roundabout way.
Doesn't that give great hope to people listening out there who don't get the points they want? You had two setbacks. You had the football setback. Then you went in, redid your Leaving Cert, and that 1 year you crammed it in. And unfortunately, didn't get the points you wanted, so I had to go into an apprenticeship. So yeah. And here you are now with your own construction company, your own business.
Exactly, yeah.
And hopefully making a lot of money.
The one thing I wanted to say was to that girl was something that was always told to me, and I stood by it, was if you want to always get what you always got, then continue doing what you always did. Meaning, if you continue doing what you're going to do in the past, which is sit down and feel sorry for yourself and do whatever, you will get nothing different than what you've already achieved. Whereas if you get up and change your life now today, in 6 months' time, you'll be amazed what you can sit back and look at.
Couldn't agree with you more, Peter. And that's some great words of advice that I've just taken into my own head as well. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Peter. And I wish you all the success in the world. Although it looks like you've already got it. And well done to you.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.